this God-inspired message from Shofar Christian Church. We trust that you will enjoy today's message and that it will encourage you to grow deeper in your relationship with Christ our Savior.
This morning, I just want to be obedient to the Holy Spirit, and of course, welcome and a good morning to our parents as well in the different venues. I hope you're all comfortable where you are. Just as we were worshiping, the Lord just laid it on my heart that this morning He's really wanting to come and establish in our hearts again just the power of His Word, the power of His voice, because I really sense that for many of us, there are many voices this morning. Just in our minds, in our hearts, things that have been coming against us, things wanting to intimidate you, or things wanting to discourage you, or things that we want to distract you. Even some of us struggling with confusion or with distraction, with intimidation. I've sort of through the night been wrestling with this word that I felt in my heart the Lord is wanting to just release over us. But I'm wanting to do something differently this morning. I'm going to ask you just to trust me as we go through this. And if you have your Bibles here, I would like you to turn to Psalm 119. Because I just sense in the worship so strongly, so I'm going to put my notes aside. Sense so strong in this morning, just in the worship, that there's something in some of our hearts that only God can come and do, come and establish. And so I want you, if you don't have your Bibles here, that you would just close your eyes and open up your heart, because what I'm wanting to do this morning is I'm wanting to read for us Psalm 119. And just allow the Word to speak over us. And as we would be reading through the Psalm, some of you will know the Holy Spirit's conviction coming upon you in a certain portion, a certain verse. And I want you to be obedient to the Holy Spirit and to respond how He's leading you. Some of you will be coming to the front. Some of you will be taking out a piece of paper and writing down what the Lord is saying to you. But I believe the Lord is wanting to do something very special here this morning. So I just want to close your eyes with me and stand if you don't mind. We just all want to stand. I sense God is just wanting to bring back to us just a reverence for His Word. So before we read, I would like you just to prepare your heart and give your heart to the Holy Spirit and say, Father, I give you my heart. And I pray this morning that your word will have its way with me. Lord, we thank you for your presence. Lord, we thank you for how you are drawing our hearts to you. Lord, we thank you for how you are breaking through the defenses of our hearts, Lord. Thank you that this morning you will speak to the very core of who we are. God, we acknowledge that the letter kills, but the Spirit brings life. Thank you that you know every heart here. And you've prepared every heart. We want to honor you for the Word made flesh. We want to honor you, Jesus, that you came. And you are living through your Holy Spirit. You are living inside of our hearts. This morning, come and have your way with us, God. Come and fill our hearts with an expectation. And as we would submit ourselves to your Word, thank you for faith that would rise up inside us. Thank you for darkness that would be dispelled. Thank you for confusion that would be removed. Thank you for hope to arise. Thank you for perspective to be gained. Thank you for love to be poured out into our hearts. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, you may be seated. Psalm 119, verse 1. Meditations on the excellencies of the Word of God. Psalm by David. Blessed are the undefiled in the way, who walk in the law of the Lord. And blessed are those who keep His testimonies, who seek Him with a whole heart. They also do no iniquity. They walk in his ways. You have commanded us to keep your precepts diligently. Oh, that my ways were directed to keep your statutes. Then I would not be ashamed when I look into all your commandments. I will praise you with uprightness of heart when I learn your righteous judgments. I will keep your statutes. Oh, do not forsake me utterly. How can a young man cleanse his way? By taking heed according to your word. With my whole heart I have sought you. Oh, let me not wander from your commandments. Your word I have hidden in my heart that I might not sin against you. Blessed are you, O Lord. Teach me your statutes. With my lips I have declared all the judgments of your mouth. And I have rejoiced in the way of your testimonies as much as in all riches. And I will meditate on your precepts and contemplate your ways. I will delight myself in your statutes, and I will not forget your word. Deal bountifully with your servant that I may live and keep your word. Open my eyes that I may see wondrous things from your law. I am a stranger in the earth. Do not hide your commandments from me. My soul, it breaks with longing for your judgments at all times. You rebuke the proud, the cursed, who stray from your commandments. Remove from me reproach and contempt, for I have kept your testimonies. Princes also sit and they speak against me, but your servant meditates on your statutes. Your testimonies are also my delight and my counselors. My soul clings to the dust. Revive me according to your word. I have declared my ways, and you answered me. Teach me your statutes. Make me understand the way of your precepts, and so shall I meditate on your wonderful works. My soul, it melts from heaviness. Strengthen me according to your word. Remove from me the way of lying, and grant me your law graciously. I have chosen the way of truth. Your judgments I have laid before me. I cling to your testimonies. O Lord, do not put me to shame. I will run the course of your commandments, for you shall enlarge my heart. Teach me, O Lord, the way of your statutes, and I shall keep it to the end. Give me understanding, and I shall keep your law. Indeed, I shall observe it with my whole heart. Make me walk in the path of your commandments, for I delight in it. Incline my heart to your testimonies and not to covetousness. Turn away my eyes from looking at worthless things and revive me in your way. Establish your word to your servant who is devoted to fearing you. Turn away my reproach, which I dread, for your judgments are good. Behold, I long for your precepts. Revive me in your righteousness. Let your mercies come also to me, O Lord, your salvation according to your word. And so shall I have an answer for him who reproaches me, for I trust in your word. And take not the word of truth utterly out of my mouth, for I have hoped in your ordinances. So shall I keep your law continually forever and ever. And I will walk at liberty, for I seek your precepts. And I will speak of your testimonies also before kings, and will not be ashamed. And I will delight myself in your commandments, which I love. My hands also I will lift up to your commandments, which I love, and I will meditate on your statutes. Remember the word to your servant, upon which you have caused me to hope. This is my comfort in my affliction, for your word has given me life. The proud have me in great derision, yet I do not turn aside from your law. I remembered your judgments of old, O Lord, and have comforted myself. Indignation has taken hold of me because of the wicked who forsake your law. Your statutes have been my songs in the house of my pilgrimage. I remember your name in the night, O Lord, and I keep your law, and this has become mine because I kept your precepts. You are my portion, O Lord, and I have said that I would keep your words. I entreated your favor with my whole heart. Be merciful to me according to your word. I thought about my ways and turned my feet to your testimonies. I made haste and did not delay to keep your commandments. The cords of the wicked have bound me, but I have not forgotten your law. At midnight I will rise to give thanks to you because of your righteous judgments. I'm a companion of all who fear you and of those who keep your precepts. The earth, O Lord, is full of your mercy. Teach me your statutes. You have dealt well with your servant, O Lord, according to your word. Teach me good judgment and knowledge, for I believe your commandments. Before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now I keep your word. You are good and do good. Teach me your statutes. The proud have forged a lie against me, but I will keep your precepts with my whole heart. Their heart is as fat as grease, but I delight in your law. It is good for me that I've been afflicted, that I may learn your statutes. The law of your mouth is better to me than thousands of coins of gold and silver. Your hands have made me and fashioned me. Give me understanding that I may learn your commandments. Those who fear you will be glad when they see me, because I've hoped in your word. I know, O Lord, that your judgments are right, and that in faithfulness you have afflicted me. Let, I pray, your merciful kindness be for my comfort, according to your word to your servant. And let your tender mercies come to me that I may live, for your law is my delight. Let the proud be ashamed, for they treated me wrongfully with falsehood, but I will meditate on your precepts. Let those who fear you turn to me, those who know your testimonies. Let my heart be blameless regarding your statutes, that I may not be ashamed. My soul faints for your salvation, but I hope in your word. My eyes fail from searching your word, saying, when will you comfort me? For I've become like a wineskin in smoke. Yet I do not forget your statutes. How many are the days of your servant? When will you execute judgment on those who persecute me? The proud have dug pits for me, which is not according to your law. All your commandments are faithful. They persecute me wrongfully. Help me. They almost made an end of me on earth, but I did not forsake your precepts. Revive me according to your loving kindnesses, so that I may keep the testimony of your mouth. Forever, O Lord, your word is settled in heaven. Your faithfulness endures to all generations. You establish the earth and it abides, and they continue this day according to your ordinances, for all are your servants. Unless your law had been my delight, I would then have perished in my affliction. I will never forget your precepts, for by them you have given me life. I'm yours, save me, for I've sought your precepts. The wicked wait for me to destroy me, but I will consider your testimonies. I've seen the consummation of all perfection, but your commandment is exceedingly broad. Oh, how I love your law. It is my meditation all the day. You, through your commandments, have made me wiser than my enemies, for they are ever with me. I have more understanding than all my teachers, for your testimonies are my meditation, and I understand more than the ancients because I keep your precepts. I have restrained my feet from every evil way that I may keep your word, and I have not departed from your judgments, for you yourself have taught me. How sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth. And through your precepts I get understanding. Therefore, I hate every false way. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. And I have sworn and confirmed that I will keep your righteous judgments. I am afflicted very much. Revive me, O Lord, according to your word. Accept, I pray, the freewill offerings of my mouth, O Lord, and teach me your judgments. My life is continually in my hand, yet I do not forget your law. The wicked have laid a snare for me, yet I have not strayed from your precepts. Your testimonies I have taken as a heritage forever, for they are the rejoicing of my heart. I have inclined my heart to perform your statutes forever to the very end. I hate the double-minded, but I love your law. You are my hiding place and my shield, and I hope in your word. Depart from me, you evildoers, for I will keep the commandments of my God. Uphold me according to your word that I may live, and do not let me be ashamed of my hope. Hold me up and I shall be safe, and I shall observe your statutes continually. You reject all those who stray from your statutes, for their deceit is falsehood. You put away all the wicked of the earth like dross. Therefore, I love your testimonies. My flesh trembles for fear of you, and I am afraid of your judgments. I have done justice and righteousness. Do not leave me to my oppressors. Be surety for your servant for good, and do not let the proud oppress me. My eyes fail from seeking your salvation and your righteous word. Deal with your servant according to your mercy, and teach me your statutes. I am your servant. Give me understanding, that I may know your testimonies. It is time for you to act, O Lord, for they have regarded your law as void. Therefore, I love your commandments more than gold, yes, than fine gold. Therefore, all your precepts concerning all things I consider to be right, and I hate every false way. Your testimonies are wonderful, therefore my soul keeps them. The entrance of your words, they give light and give understanding to the simple. I opened my mouth and panted, for I longed for your commandments. Look upon me and be merciful to me, as your custom is towards those who love your name. Direct my steps by your word, and let no iniquity have dominion over me. Redeem me from the oppression of man, that I may keep your precepts. Make your face shine upon your servant, and teach me your statutes. Rivers of water run down from my eyes, because men do not keep your law. Righteous are you, O Lord, and upright are your judgments. Your testimonies which you have commanded are righteous and very faithful. My zeal has consumed me because my enemies have forgotten your words. Your word is very pure, therefore your servant loves it. I am small and despised, yet I do not forget your precepts. Your righteousness is an everlasting righteousness, and your law is truth. Trouble and anguish have overtaken me, yet your commandments are my delight. The righteousness of your testimonies is everlasting. Give me understanding, and I shall live. I cry out with my whole heart, hear me, O Lord. I will keep your statutes. I cry out to you, save me, and I will keep your testimonies. I rise before the dawning of the morning and cry for help. I hope in your word. My eyes are awake through the night watches, that I may meditate on your word. Hear my voice according to your loving kindness. O Lord, revive me according to your justice. They draw near who follow after wickedness. They are far from your law. But you are near, O Lord, and all your commandments are truth. Concerning your testimonies, I've known of old that you have founded them forever. Consider my affliction and deliver me, for I do not forget your law. Plead my cause and redeem me. Revive me according to your word. Salvation is far from the wicked, for they do not seek your statutes. But great are your tender mercies, O Lord. Revive me according to your judgments. Many are my persecutors and my enemies, yet I do not turn from your testimonies. I see the treacherous and am disgusted because they do not keep your word. Consider how I love your precepts. Revive me, O Lord, according to your loving kindness. The entirety of your word is truth, and every one of your righteous judgments endures forever. Princes persecute me without a cause, but my heart stands in awe of your word. I rejoice at your word as one who finds great treasure. I hate and abhor lying, but I love your law. 7 times a day I praise you because of your righteous judgments. Great peace have those who love your law, and nothing causes them to stumble. Lord, I hope for your salvation, and I do your commandments. My soul keeps your testimonies, and I love them exceedingly. I keep your precepts and your testimonies, for all my ways are before you. Let my cry come before you, O Lord. Give me understanding according to your word. Let my supplication come before you. Deliver me according to your word. My lips shall utter praise, for you teach me your statutes. My tongue shall speak of your word, for all your commandments are righteousness. Let your hand become my help, for I have chosen your precepts. And I long for your salvation, O Lord. And your law is my delight. Let my soul live, and it shall praise you, and let your judgments help me. I've gone astray like a lost sheep. Seek your servant, for I do not forget your commandments. Lord, we come to you this morning, God, and we thank you for the beauty of your law. Thank you, Lord, that we can proclaim that all your word and all your law is good. Thank you, Lord, that we can proclaim that all your word is more than enough for all of us, for every need. God, and we just stand before you, Lord, in humble repentance, Lord, for turning our feet away from your word. Lord, for treating your word so casually. For allowing so many other things to satisfy our hearts. For allowing so many other words, God, to come and to have a greater impact upon us than your word. We come, Lord, and we acknowledge that often, Lord, our hope is not in your word. Hope is in our own actions and our own strength and our own plans. But God, we thank you that we can cry out like David did. Lord God, revive us according to your word. Revive us, God, according to your word. Lord, we bring those pieces in our hearts, God, that are rebelling against what we know is your purposes and your will. The Lord has just shown me that there are so many of us as we in this room that we carry in our hearts so many hard pieces, like these pieces of coal, black stone, just hard things that and we are looking at and we just cannot see them changing. It might be relationships, or it might be an addiction. It might be a struggle. It might be a bitterness, or just an inability to let go of those words spoken over your life when your dad came to explain to you the divorce, and all you heard, even as he was speaking, was that you're not worth fighting for. Those words that spouse or former spouse spoke over you, just reminding you of the past over and over and over and over again. The words that teacher spoke over you, or that rugby coach spoke over you, or the words that manager spoke over you. And those words have begun to shape you and shape your expectation and shape how you view God and shape your how you view yourself and how God can use you. And I just sense that God is wanting us to just bring those hard pieces, just those things you've given up hope on them, that they would ever disappear or it would ever be made soft, that you would bring them to him this morning, to the power of his word. As especially some of us that we're sitting with so much confusion, we cannot see our path, and it's because we're not shining the light of the word upon it. We can't say the word is a lamp to our feet, light to our path. And there's so many words that are just battling for our attention. So many of us struggling to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit, even in the morning like this morning when God wants to speak to us, struggling to hear his voice. And I believe it's because we are not submitting our hearts to his word. And so I want to appeal to us this morning as this congregation, that we would bring our hearts to his word, that we would prioritize submitting our hearts to his word. There's some of us, and God is going to take us into a time of extending fasting. We're heading towards a time of fasting in the third term. Just a few days, but even before that, God is going to lead you into a time of just fasting from some things. And just submitting your heart just to the reading of the word. And allowing the Holy Spirit to come and shine his light upon you. someone and you're sitting with a broken wallet. Your wallet just seems to be, all the money that you put in there just falls through it. And I just sense the Lord is saying it's because you are loving money more than His Word. And He's wanting to replace that hunger, that feeling of significance that your money is giving you. He's wanting to replace that with just reestablishing your identity in Him, because you're selling yourself short. As I see you just clothed in light, I see you clothed in just this golden glow of His Word. There's this someone in you just, you're wearing these rags like a lapis combers, just different patches put upon you to see people having spoken things over you, and it's as if they've come to staple it onto your skin. You're not worth it. You're not going to make it. You're a liar. You're a disgrace. And those words have just been stapled onto you, and you can't get it off. And God says, He would just come and just submit yourself to His Word. I just see you just filled with this glow as His voice speaks life over you. There's someone here, and you were, Lord just shows me, you were in teenage years, your man, your dad gave you an incredible beating, like with this cane stick thing. And so much anger and rebellion came into your heart as you just couldn't understand just what happened in that moment. But there's a part of your heart that fears that you will do the same. So that anger that just lives there. Believe God is just through His Word wanting to just wash over you and come and do heart surgery on you this morning. Ben, I'm going to ask you, Tina, if you guys can come. I would like us to stand just in this moment. Maybe a little bit different this morning, but I really just feel the Holy Spirit is wanting to come and do so much in our hearts if we would just give Him the opportunity. So I'm going to ask you to close your eyes again and just, if you could, as just a sign of surrender, just raise your hands to the Lord and just do His Word. There are just some of us that just need to surrender to the power of His Word. Say, God, I come and I put my trust and my hope. I say, in some of us, we're looking for people to speak some things over us. The Lord is sort of even just wanting to remove even the many good people, many good words. Just remove that out of the equation a little bit this morning. And He's just wanting to speak to you, and He's longing for you. There's some of us, and you're like the prodigal son. There was a time when you hoped in God's Word. There was a time when, as a student, as a young man, your heart burned for His Word and you couldn't wait to spend time with Him. Just you and God and His Word. And now your Bible is gathering dust. You've become so disillusioned with spirituality. I believe God is wanting to revive you this morning. He's wanting to revive those dry bones. He's wanting to rekindle your love for His Word. You can't wait to just spend time with Jesus. That it would be what wakes you up in the dead of night. That you would be fighting for time, 5 minutes here, 10 minutes there, and you would be sneaking away. And you would be going to the bathroom at work and just take out the Bible and just read. Sense, I've got such an urgency in my spirit. The Lord is saying to us that unless we prioritize His Word, unless we feed our souls with His Word. The times that we are entering into will come and test, will come and shake our foundations to the very core. And unless we know the song, we know the parable of the floods coming down and the houses being tested, what are you building your life on for the storms about to hit our nation, about to hit us, this world? And I'm not wanting to sow fear, just saying what Jesus said, the storms are given, storms will come. Your foundation determines how you will withstand it. I believe God loves to build with us. Lord, shows me that it's a grandfather in this house, in this room, and you, many years ago, you were building some things into the foundation of your family. Some covenants that you made with friends, connections. And you promised them things even concerning your offspring. And the Lord is wanting to give you an opportunity to come and to open up. I see you just removing that brick, taking a Bible and putting the Bible in there, closing it up again. Because you've put your hope for your future generation in your connections. And I believe God is wanting you, for the sake of your generations, to turn away from that, to repent of that, and to welcome in the power of His Word to sustain your generation, to sustain your legacy. If the Lord has spoken to you, I would like you to just respond, just as a sign to God, and just come to the front as a sign of just submission to His Word, sign of surrender, acknowledging, God, that this morning You spoke to me, and this morning I need to make some changes. I don't know what Your changes are. I know what mine are. I know that the Lord has spoken to me about my days, submitting my days to His Word, submitting my family to His Word, speaking His Word more aggressively, more determinedly, more purposefully, speaking His Word over my family, over my future. Each one of us, we're in a different space, in a different journey. There's so many promises in this room that have been broken, that have left so many scars on our hearts. God is wanting to restore your ability to trust Him. You need to come in and say, God, I put my hope in that man's promise. It didn't happen and it scarred me. I'm carrying that scar. This morning, I'm turning my hope away from man. I'm turning my hope to Your Word. If that is you, then I would like you to respond as well. So if the Lord has spoken to you, we're going to just worship the Lord. Then I'm going to trust the Holy Spirit just to speak to us. So Father, thank You, Lord, that we can be here, God, and surrender our hearts and our lives to You. Because some of us, I sense as couples, your marriage is going through a very rough time, and God is just wanting to stir in your heart again a fighting spirit. But you need the Word to fight for your marriage. You need the Word. You need God's promise. You need God's Word to fight for your marriage. That man's Word, I sense as a time of conflict of late in some marriages where you've spoken a lot of words over each other. And God is wanting to wash that away this morning. He's wanting to replace that with His Word, to remind you even of the words that He has spoken over your life. So if that is you in your marriage, you are struggling a bit, you just want to come back to this, the Word that the Lord has spoken over our lives when we were standing at the altar, promise that He gave us. Some single men in this room as well. Some words over your destiny that you need to bring back to God, because you have given up hope in your promises. Say to God, come and revive them again. Come and revive my perspective. Come and revive my faith. See you come and do it. Thanks, man. Jesus said that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. So, Father, we come to you this morning, God, and we bring you those parts of our hearts, Lord, that only you can satisfy, only you can fill. We repent, Lord, from filling it with other things, but we thank you that you have freely given us your word and the fullness of your Son living in your word. We thank you for how you are drawing us to yourself. And I pray, Lord, that you would create in us a divine dissatisfaction with everything, God, that is artificial and superficial. This world holds before us as satisfying and yet leaves us empty. And I thank you that by the power of your Holy Spirit, Lord, that you come this morning, that you come and fill our hearts with an appetite for your word. With an appetite, Lord, for your written and your prophetic word. I thank you, Lord, that your word would be in us like it was in Jeremiah. God, that fire shut up in his bones. A word that touched Joshua's mouth, the high priest, and cleansed his tongue. I thank you for a cleansing of our tongues in this place, Lord. Even as a congregation, God, that you would come and that you would create in us, Lord, a holiness in our tongues. That our words about brothers and concerning brothers would be words that edify. Words that protect. I pray that you would forgive us. The times when our words hurt. The times when our words betrayed. The times when our words exposed. And when they did not cover. When they did not protect. When they did not speak life. When we believed the worst and we spoke the worst. And I pray, God, that you would come and that you would create in us a holy fear, a reverence for your word and an alignment with our hearts over your word and with your word, God. I thank you, Lord, that you have called us to be dispensers of hope. I thank you for release, Lord, of the prophetic. As it seems, the Lord is saying to me that some of us have lost our desire for the prophetic. In actual fact, we're born again spirit-filled believers, but we don't really even believe in the prophetic anymore. We can't remember the last time we flowed in the prophetic. We can't remember the last time we got a word for someone. We can't remember the last time we walked in our birthright to prophesy, to partner with God's voice and to speak his heart. We have lost our desire for the prophetic because we have lost our desire for the written word. The word made flesh that comes alive, that jumps out from the page, grabs our hearts. And some of us just need to come and just need to say to God again, God, if you say it, I will speak it. Some of us, we are using all these excuses why it needs to be the person to the left, to the right, in front of me that God is going to use. And I believe the Lord is just wanting to. I just see him coming as the rider on this horse. And he comes and he steers this horse exactly where he wants it to go. As well, without a saddle, even without a bit and a bridle, just intimately. I some of us, we're drinking from different fountains. We're drinking from distant wells. And even just concerning your heart in this house, I believe the Lord is saying, He's wanting to use you here. There's saints, there are prophets, there are intercessors, and you are not flowing what God has called you to do. And respectfully and humbly, I'm going to submit to you that you are withholding the life that God is wanting to release into this church, through this church. He has called you. Dust yourself off. Look away from your excuses. Take up your place on the wall. Take up your place. Blow the shofar again. So thank you, Father, for reviving us this morning. I believe even now the Lord is just, there's a word. It's a word in the house. Just come and share it.
Lord, just reminded me of a vision that He gave me in this week, just in my quiet time. The Lord just said to me, just climb on my back and lean back into me. And as I did that, I saw in my hand I was holding the reins of my life, but I was holding so tightly that my fingers were blue already. And Father basically was just saying, just release it to me. And as I released it into my hands, the horses that were pulling my carriage that I were trying to control, they were all jittery. They were running at an uneven pace. They weren't in unity. There were even donkeys amongst them. They were different sizes, and it just wasn't working. But the minute Father took over the reins, it's as if the horses changed to these sleek, beautiful, strong horses, all in perfect stride with each other, all in perfect unity. The carriage just became smooth and quiet and calm, and no matter what road was ahead of us, no matter how high the hill, whatever, Father God just controlled that carriage. And I just rested in His arms. And I just believe that's a word for us, that we even just need to really let go of the reins that we've been trying to control. Things, maybe it's just one thing in your life you've been trying to control. You think you've surrendered, but there's that one thing that you're just trying to fix on your own. Let it go. Place those reins in God's hands.
This morning when we were worshiping earlier, I just saw a picture of Jesus and His angels moving around between the people, and they were cutting and breaking chains, setting people free. And the angels were swinging swords and chains were just shattering, and Jesus was also moving around, just loving on people. And as He were hugging them and looking them in the eyes, I saw the chains dropping off and off their arms, their legs and their backs. And then He came, and He also came to me, and He hugged me, and the chains fell off. And then I was just wondering afterwards, but why are we all still standing around? We're all still in this prison area, and we're still standing around, and we're not moving away from there. And God just said that so many people, He comes and He sets them free, but we stay in that prison, and it makes it easy for our captors to come and put the chains back on. We need to move after that. We need to follow Jesus and get to a place where He can keep us free. We need to get out of that prison and that situations that we are in, and not go back to that same situations every time.
I actually forgot about this dream that I had last night, where the Lord showed me there's a lot of people walking on a beach, and it was the most beautiful sunset. And He just reminded me that this corporately, this is also for people, just to say that it is the end of an era. So if you think, you know that you've been going through a tough time, and you didn't know how long it's going to be. And I know that the Lord has showed me this is just for me and for other people and for my husband as well. It's just this is the end of a very difficult time. And that it's a new season for people.
Receive this as well. The earth was without form and void, and darkness was over the face of the deep, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. And I just want to confirm that. I just believe that God actually wants to speak in some of our lives light through the darkness and chaos in our lives.
Morning. The other evening, middle of the night, I woke up and I was just praying for a friend of mine who's really going through a very difficult time, and also working with a lot of women that are very up and down, a lot of psychiatric cases, and the Lord just gave me the name Zerubbabel, and when I looked it up, 5:30 in the morning, just the meaning of that, Zerubbabel in the Bible was the Prince of Judah, and the Lord used him to finally help the Israelites, the exile, out of the land, and also to complete the building of the temple. And the Lord is just saying, don't give up on, sometimes the ministry God calls you to is very difficult. And sometimes the circumstances you're in, whether it's relationships or children or marriage or whatever it is, every day we have many challenges. But God says, do not give up. I want you to complete the work I've called you to do. And it's just an encouragement to me to continue. Although the ups and downs in ministry so often, God is the one who leads us. The battle is the Lord's. And we have to just let him do the work. We will always have trouble in this world, but he has overcome the world. And we just thank him for that. So just an encouragement to persevere in whatever circumstances you're going through or in ministry.
I just want to agree with the word that Desiree brought about the control, and we're trying to control our circumstances, and I just believe God is saying that we must release. In the releasing is where we're going to the new season that Rencha was saying, because God wants it to change. He wants us to walk in the fullness, but we're holding on. We're holding on in our own strength, but He's just saying release control, because I'm going to do it. And then because he said the joy of the Lord is our strength, and I just believe God is saying he wants us to laugh again. And he said must I come down and tickle you, but I want you to laugh again.
So Father Lord, we just want to thank you, Lord, that the veil has been torn. And we want to thank you, Lord, that we can come to the mountain of your presence and not be consumed. We want to thank you for the price that you have paid so that your Holy Spirit can live in us and that we can hear your voice, that light can enter into the darkness, Lord, and bring life and hope. So we honor you for your voice this morning in our midst. We thank you, Lord, that our hearts can be so open before one another and before you. And we thank you for the trust that you are establishing, Lord, in this house. When our daddy speaks, we can all listen. And thank you, Father, for the table that you have prepared for us where we can feast together. The wonderful name of Jesus, and that your presence, God, would go with us into this day, into this week, and that your word, Lord, would remain alive inside of us and inside of our hearts, and that it will not return unto you void, Lord. We know it will accomplish the purposes for which you have sent it. In the name of Jesus, we're dismissing the service. Those of you that need to collect your kids, release with you. But I want to ask you that you would even just step out in faith, believe the spirit of prophecy is here, that you would come and let's come and pray for one another, okay? Lots of people here at the front who need prayer, maybe just there where you're sitting as well, that you would just turn to someone and you would pray God's word over them. Just the Lord would lead you. Take that step. Maybe there's something in your heart, you felt an unction, you needed to be at the front. Maybe just didn't have the confidence. Come now. Just take someone by the hand and say, don't just want to go with me. It's just about that step, right? right? Just taking that step of obedience to the Lord. One of the ways we show God that we value His word is by being obedient to Him. Let's be doers of the word, not just hearers only. Now, some of you, God is going to release words of just purpose over your life again. Set your life on course for the last 6 months of this year into confusion, as Hercules has felt as well. I really sense that some of us are feeling just a bit thrown. God wants to bring purpose towards the end of this year. Set your feet on a solid, straight path. Lord, bless you. Thank you for being with us. The band is going to continue to play. Please don't chat in the hall. It's big for you. You can have some lovely coffee and chat. But let's respect the atmosphere here and pray for one another by all means. But let's have the fellowship and the care in the foyer. Thank you so much for being with us this morning. The Lord bless you. Amazing Sunday and a wonderful week. We still need prayer. Please come. We'd love to pray with you. The Lord bless you.
Remember that our sermons are also available on Shofar TV. Go to www.shofaronline.tv to download and share.